Blog Talk Radio.
And all access is all inclusive.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Thanks for taking some time and listening to the show. We've had a great week of guests for you this week. When it's all said and done, and after you listen to Pat Delvin come on the show tonight, make sure you go to the NFL Draft Bible site where you're going to find a lot of those podcasts with all the other players that we had on this week. A lot of guys to listen to. I also wanted to mention that the Draft Digest show is on Thursday nights from 5 to 6 here on Blog Talk Radio, hosted by Dan Mogulnoen, and he brings guests that help you break down the draft, the latest news on the draft, and what's going on as we build to that big April countdown that's quickly approaching. Next week we have the Indianapolis. In Indianapolis we have the Scouting Combine, and that's always a great treat. Enjoy going down to the Indy, seeing these guys up close, getting a lot of interviews, and seeing what these kids are made of. And that's a busy time, a lot of kids, a lot of action. Indianapolis is a very busy place for the next 4 days once you get down there for the NFL Combine. Once again, our guest tonight is Pat Devlin. He's the quarterback for the Delaware Blue Hen. He was a transfer from Penn State, but he had great careers at both places. But he decided to wrap things up with the Blue Hens, and like I said, he put up some great numbers. One of the top 10 quarterbacks heading into this draft class, and a very, very sound young man, loves the game. He's going to be able to tell people, the coaches, scouts, he's going to be able to tell them the ins and outs of what's going on in an offense. He might not have the firepower of some of the bigger guys like a Ryan Mallard or Cam Newton when it comes to arm strength, but he makes up for what he doesn't have in that lack of arm strength with smarts and a diligence to know what to do with the football, where to take the football, and how to dissect, break down, and what a defense is going to give him, and how to attack that defense and be successful. And that's why he's on the doorstep of making it to the next level. That is the National Football League. I'm talking a little bit about the National Football League. If you haven't heard, the NFLPA and the owners, they are getting together with a mediation group that's going to try to help them get this thing ironed out. They're going to meet 7 days in D.C. and discuss what it's going to take to get this CBA finalized before the March 3rd deadline. Also, a special note, the owners moved their Florida Fort Lauderdale owners meeting that was supposed to take place on March 3rd down in Florida, and moved that up to Virginia, right outside D.C. there, and they're going to move that to the 2nd and the 3rd. So 7 straight days. We don't know if those 7 straight days are going to work out, but nonetheless, the owners did take that route, and it's nice to see that the owners and the NFLPA are working together to make this happen, because hey, everyone loves football, and it's going to be a tragedy on the athletic stage if these guys aren't in pads come summertime. Once again, I told you we'd get our special guest tonight, Pat Devlin of the Delaware Blue Hens. Pat, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. We appreciate you taking some time and coming on the show. We know you're a very busy young man. You got a lot going on. I want to talk a little bit about the East-West Shrine Game. You get to go down there and you get to meet a lot of NFL coaches and scouts and, get a one-on-one basis. What was it like going through that atmosphere? And talk a little bit as well about that experience about visiting the Shriners Hospital and seeing those kids.
Yeah, well, the first weekend we were there, we got to go to the Shrine Hospital and meet all the kids, and that was just a really great experience. It was just fun to see kids like that who had gone through such hardship, and they still just had a great attitude about everything. And then the rest of the week was just, topping on top of that. It was a lot of fun. A lot of teams were there, and I had a chance to talk to a lot of teams, and, I had fun getting back out on the football field.
Yeah, and that's got to be nice now. You a nail-biter, a very close game, the championship game against the East Washington Eagles. I was flying down for the Cotton Bowl the same weekend you guys were playing in that game, and I want to tell you, I could not believe the support by the Blue Hen fans that all made the trip down to Texas to see you guys play. I mean, I was sitting outside the airport waiting for the ride, and, I mean, it was crazy how many Blue Hen fans throughout were just – I mean, were you kind of surprised when you played down there in Texas and you saw those Blue Hen fans show up?
Yeah, I mean, Delaware has a great fan base. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to go there. They have great support from the alumni, and, it was fun to play in an atmosphere like that where you can head down to Texas and, the alumni will follow you there.
Yeah, definitely. And the heartbreaker of a game. So I mean, that how long does a loss like that, you know, last? I mean, you might think about it still, but I mean, how long does it take to get over where you're just kind of out there for a few days?
Yeah, well, especially as a quarterback, you know, you kind of learn to have a short memory and forget about things quick. But, you know, it's tough when it's the last loss of the year in such a big game. But, you know, you got to put that behind you and focus on the task at hand.
Nice. And once again, Pat Devlin, the Player Spotlight Show guest tonight, 2010 CAA Football Offensive Player of the Year. Fantastic quarterback, you know, very diligent in making the right decisions and knowing where to take the football when he's on the field. Pat, I mean, you go to Penn State. I mean, you're highly recruited. I mean, and a lot of guys are highly recruited, but, you know, that might not necessarily transcend into, you know, taking it to the next level for whatever reason. But, I mean, you are knocking on the NFL, you know, doorstep. You finish your career as a blue hen. I mean, when did it kind of, you know, occur to you that you had the skill set? I mean, was it a play, a specific game or a season where you kind of knew you had what it takes to take this to the next level?
You know, not really. You know, I've always been a productive quarterback who, you know, we won a lot of games at Delaware, and I was efficient with the ball, and I was accurate with the ball. And I think when you can do that, you can be successful no matter what level of football you're playing. So I hope that's something that, you know, that scouts are looking for. And you know, I think I definitely do that, and that's also something that, you know, you can always improve on.
No, definitely, and you got a great skill set. I asked the guys as well, I mean, you know, if we put you on an NFL field, right in an NFL uniform, what guy, what quarterback are you going to remind us the most with your style of play that's in the NFL now?
You know, I really haven't gotten the chance to watch that much football or NFL football over the past couple of years, so, you know, I couldn't really tell you. You know, Matt Ryan's a guy who grew up in my area, and, you know, he's a guy that, you know, I really respect in the NFL, and he's a guy that I'd like to be like, I guess.
Nice. And then for you, I mean, I saw some stuff where you watched some game film with Mike Mayock of the NFL Network. How did that go, and what did you learn off of Mike as you sat there and watched the film?
I mean, it was a ton of fun, you know. I got the invite to come to his house, and we just sat around and talked football for 3 hours. And, you know, it was a blast. You know, I think we learned a lot from each other. He's a defensive guy, and, you know, it's always good to hear, you know, what the defensive guys are thinking. And, you know, it was a lot of fun.
Nice. Now, when you're sitting there talking to him, if you know, I assume you might have watched some film maybe. I mean, when he's breaking down stuff, if there was a, you know, an error on your behalf, you know, did he point it out quickly and then make it easy for you to understand what happened?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, he was, you know, it was more of an open conversation. You know, he was asking me, well, why would you do this? And, you know, I would explain to him, you know, everything that went on in the play and why I did what I did. And, you know, it was great to have that conversation because a lot of the times, you know, guys who were just looking at film, you know, don't really know what the quarterback is looking at. So I think it was good, you know, to have my input while he was watching it.
Nice. That's good stuff. And for you, I mean, you know, every do certain things well, better than others. I mean, if there's one thing that you think you do really well, I mean, something you're going to pat yourself on the back with, I mean, in terms of your, you know, skill as a quarterback, I mean, what do you take the most pride in that?
I think being an efficient player with the football. As a quarterback, you're going to touch the ball on every play. And I think it's very important that you take care of the ball. And, you know, I think you need to be an accurate quarterback, which I feel like I am, and you need to be able to make the correct decision very quickly.
Nice. And that's what it takes to get to that next level. I mean, I think at this point, all you guys have the physical skills to get by, but I think it's that decision-making and what you guys do with the football and how well you take care of it that makes quarterback special or makes quarterbacks non-existent in the NFL. Next
right.
week's the combine. I mean, to get that invite to the combine, I mean, what was that like? Where were you, and, you know, what was your reaction when you knew that you were going down to Indianapolis?
I was very excited. I'm not exactly sure how I got the invite. I think it was by email. So, you know, it was kind of surprising to get it through email. But, you know, it was very nice, and I'm very excited to go down there and show those guys what I can do.
Yeah, and you plan on doing all the passing drills and doing all the you know, doing the works?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Nice,
absolutely.
Nice. And
yeah,
I mean, are you excited? Kind of. Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm sorry I interrupted you. You're saying?
Oh, no, I'm just saying I think it'll be a fun experience. You know, it'll be a bunch of guys that I haven't thrown to, and, you know, I think, you know, the type of athlete that they'll have there, it'll be a lot of fun to throw to them.
Yeah, nice. And I think being at that East-West Shrine game was a nice, probably an eye-opener for what's to come next week at Indianapolis. In terms of training, have you been working out at getting ready for it?
Yeah, I'm working out at Athletes Performance in Los Angeles. And, you know, we got a good group of guys out here. You know, we're working hard every day. And I think most of the guys here are going to the combine. And I think we're all just itching to get after it.
Nice. So you see Travell every day?
Yeah, basically every day.
Nice. I love Travell. Close with Travell. What do you think of API and, you know, what Travell does out there getting you guys ready?
I think it's unbelievable. You know, the system that they have, you know, everything that they do for the players. I mean, we have our whole day planned out, you know, every day except for Sunday. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, I love waking up early in the morning, you know, coming in, getting a lift and eating lunch and then going back at it in the afternoon. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's great to be out in L.A. because, I mean, the weather's, you know, been perfect almost every day. And, you know, you can go and throw whenever you want to. So it's really been a fun time out here.
And I see about 6'4", 222, 225. Is that right where you think you'll be when you arrive in Indianapolis?
Yeah, I'll be a little bit over 225, I think.
Nice. And then is that kind of crazy? You know, I mean, you know, your big-time college program, you know, you're in perfect, you know, shape. You know, you work out every day as a college athlete, but then you go to a place like API or wherever these guys decide to work out, and it's like a whole other transformation of your body. Is it kind of like wow you that it can happen this fast?
Yeah, it really does. And I was a little bit behind the eight ball. I got there later than most of the guys, and still, you know, Athletes Performance has done a great job with me. You know, they do everything, nutrition, hydration, and recovery after your lifts and runs. So, I mean, they do a great job, and they obviously know what they're doing.
Definitely, yeah. The API definitely knows what they're doing out there. And, again, another shout-out to my man Travell Gaines, one of my favorite guys that's in this business. Before we let you go, Pat, we'd like to have some fun with you guys. We call it sweeping the corners, just to get some fun dirt on you, just to ask you some fun kind of, you know, off-the-wall questions. You ready to go with that?
Absolutely.
All right. If you could take out any female celebrity to dinner, which female celebrity would you like to take?
You're trying to get me in trouble with my girlfriend, aren't you? probably Jennifer Aniston, I guess.
All right, very nice. Very good call there. If you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great football skills as a quarterback, is there another talent or something you do particularly well that we'd never know about?
I don't think so. Maybe fly fishing?
All right. You like fishing then?
Yeah, I love fishing.
Excellent. So, I mean, if you got some time away from football and you just want to relax, you're going to probably find a stream somewhere in PA fishing?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. You know, driving home, you pass a stream, you just stop in for 15 minutes and, you know, drop a line in the water and then head home. So it's a nice thing to be able to do living in Pennsylvania.
Oh, definitely, yeah, that's good stuff, man. And if you could choose either profession, the lead singer of a boy band or a male runway model, which one would you choose?
Runway model.
Nice. Good for you, man. Runway model. I've been on the last, I think, eight guys I talked to all picked boy bands. I finally had a male runway model, so there you go. I love it. Can you turn left?
Sorry?
Okay, I said, can you turn left? Have you ever seen Zoolander?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can turn left.
Yeah. And the final question before we let you go, Pat, if you could tell us the funniest nickname of one of your Blue Hen teammates, and how did he get that nickname?
You know, I couldn't even tell you. I guess you weren't that big on nicknames. No, I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
All right. Hey, sometimes that's just the way it is. Hey, Pat,
yep.
We appreciate you taking some time. best of luck next week at the scouting combine. You got a terrific future ahead of you. I can't wait to see you at the next level. We'd love to get back to you after the pro day and combine type stuff and just see how you're doing, and then eventually find out where you land when this all, you know, comes out and shakes out with the NFL draft.
Awesome. Great. Thanks a lot.
No problem. That is Pat Devlin, the quarterback for the Delaware Blue Hens, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and this is one of the top quarterbacks out there. You know, he's going to be the 8th, 10th guy, but you know what? It doesn't matter where you get drafted. It matters how you perform on the field, because we've seen enough guys go in the first round that didn't pan out, and we see enough guys that get drafted late, mid-rounds, that are quite successful. So a guy to keep your eye out on, transfer from Penn State, decides to go to Delaware, where he just knocks it out of the ballpark. Very intelligent young man when it comes to the quarterback position. He knows what he's doing. He takes care of the ball well, and that's what's going to get him, you know, that's what's going to make or break him when he gets to the next level. I'm your host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you taking some time. We know there's a lot of other sites out there, but we appreciate you following the NFL Draft Bible and the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember, every Thursday from 5 to 6, you can check out the Draft Digest Show with Dan Bourguignon, breaking out the latest draft news. And remember, 6:30 weekly, you can see On the Clock here on Blog Talk Radio. It's powered by All Access Football. We're going to be breaking down your favorite NFL team, telling them what they need for the NFL draft and how they're going to get those pieces to make the puzzle and make your NFL team that much better. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the weekend.